for tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
This is the Friday afternoon service of April the 5th, 1996, of the Passover Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. The Coffeys will be speaking this afternoon.
This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
I want you to know that God wants us to cleanse this house. He said, where did I stop? Verse 6, verse 7, and he brought me to the door of the court, and when I looked, behold, there was a hole in the wall. And he said to me, son of man, dig now in the wall. And when I had dug in the wall, behold, there was a door. And he said to me, go in and see the wicked abominations that they do here. So I went in and saw there pictures of every form of creeping things and loathsome beasts and all the idols of the house of Israel painted round about on the wall. And there stood before the pictures 70 men of the elders of the house of Israel. And in the midst of them stood Jaazaniah, the son of Shaphan, the scribe, with every man his censer in his hand, and a thick cloud of incense was going up in prayer to these their gods. In the temple, hidden from God, was every abominable thing, pornography, bestiality. This is my interpretation of what's in man that we hide, that we're ashamed of, but God wants it cleaned out of us. Incest, rape, abortion, which is murder. I had two women come into our church, and both of them had had an abortion. And we were doing deliverance, and they didn't tell me about it. But the Lord began to show me about it as I was doing deliverance. And I said, let's stop and take care of this. And they said, oh, I've already done that. But they acted like it was nothing. No repentance. No, you know, I just got to forgive me everything I did. And that's the way a lot of us are taking care of the things in our life. Instead of, Lord, forgive me. I repent. Fall upon our face before the Lord and repent of the sins that we've committed. And God forgives us. But I'm telling you, these things we've covered up, they're in the temple. This scripture was talking about, I wrote on the side of my Bible, bestiality, animals, it said, what did it say? Every form of creeping thing. I don't know what all was that, loathsome beast and the idols of the house of Israel painted on the wall. Some of you have fantasy working in you. You see lustful things, and yet you deny it's there. Did you know there's a spirit of fantasy that puts those pictures in your mind? And you just thought it was just your imagination or your thoughts. You see, God is wanting to cleanse the temple. We say, well, I'll take care of it, and I'm walking with the Lord, and all this garbage is there. That we say, well, it's okay. You know, I'm filled with Jesus. But you can't be filled with Jesus if you've got all this garbage there. And you can't be in Him until you get rid of the junk in you and begin to walk in the power and authority and become that overcomer that He wants us to be. As it's read in Ezekiel 9, we don't want the mark of the beast. We don't have to worry about it. But we do want the mark of the Lord. We want that mark. We want to be sealed and the mark of the overcomer where we have overcome the devil and all of his work. Jesus overcame him. Yes, he's defeated. And yes, he's under your feet. But you don't keep him there because you don't believe it enough. Oh, well, you know, if your things get rough enough on you, you'll just say, I rebuke you in Jesus' name. Well, he didn't go. Well, he knows you don't believe it. The devil can't read your mind, but he's got a good network where he can find out from some of the demons in you what those demons in you will talk to some of his, and they know what's going on. We say, well, I've got authority. Well, sure you've got authority. And I'll tell you one thing, the more you use it, the stronger it gets in you. Because you know why? Because you begin to really believe it. And when you really believe it, you can rebuke the devil and say, hey, you get out of here. I got news for y'all. We're fighting some end time spirits. They're not the normal things that we've been dealing with. But you know what? God has given us authority over those things. But the beast from the bottomless pit has been opened. So how do you know? Well, I talked to some demons. You know, we don't take theology or we don't take what they say as truth. But you know, it's really good sometimes when they confirm what you already know what the Word says, and they say, just like when, this is the way I learned about the angels. Oh, I read about we had authority, we could call the angels. Listen, I thank God for my angels, because the demons tell me they would have already wiped me off the face of earth had it been for my angels. But the Lord had taught me to call for angels when I'm calling a strong man out of someone. I don't want that thing left loose. And I said, Father, send an angel with strong chains so when this thing comes out that he'll be taken to the bottomless pit. I said, where'd you get that? You can't send him to the bottomless pit. Jesus didn't do it. Well, Jesus hadn't gone to the cross when he said that. And it's too late to tell me I can't do it, because I've been doing it for years. And the demon said, get that blankety blank angel out of here with his chains. I said, just wait. He's going, but he's taking you with him. You see, and when I've had them tell me, and you said about the bottomless pit, I've had them tell me, you're not sending me where you sent that other one. I said, yeah, you are going there too. I'm not going to no pit. I always say, hide and watch, because God's Word is God's Word. He's given me authority over demons. When you know you've got the authority, when you know, and you use it, and the more you do the warfare, the more you go out and do, listen, do deliverance. My Bible didn't tell me that I was the only one, or brother here was the only one going to do deliverance, or Doc. He said the believers are going to do it. And I want y'all to know there's enough to go around. Everyone in this building ought to be doing deliverance. Everyone. Let's get them free. You know, my Bible tells me Jesus is coming for a church without spot or wrinkle.
Amen.
But I haven't seen that church yet. He's working on us. We're so lazy. He's trying to get us to get busy and do it so he can come back. I believe he's coming.
Amen.
And I believe he's coming soon.
Amen.
Let's be busy. Let's get our temple cleansed and then go out and preach to those around about us. Hope I'm not boring y'all. God's Word is never boring. It's alive. It's living. And it brings life. He said, where am I? Verse 12. Then said he to me, Son of man, have you seen where the elders of the house of Israel do in the dark? Have you seen what they do in the dark? Every man in his secret chamber of idols, pictures, for they say the Lord does not see us. The Lord has forsaken the land. He also said to me, yet again, you shall see greater abominations which they are committing. And then he brought me to the entrance of the north gate of the Lord's house. And behold, there sat women weeping for Tammuz, a Babylonian god who was supposed to die annually and subsequently be resurrected. And that's Christmas. That's what the Christmas tree and all represents. Get your concordance, encyclopedia, and look it up. In fact, get one of Glenn's books back there. Glenn's got a book back there on, but Glenn's got some in his book. That's in Mr. Babylon too, but he's got a book back there that he goes into some things that God has shown me about in the scriptures. He makes it real simple. It's real clear. And Mr. Babylon is good too, that talks to you about what Christmas is. Now, let's get on the Easter Bunny. You know, the thing that we as Christians ought to recognize, that it's demonic when we see, go in the store and all you see is bunnies. When you see something that people just are drawn to, you got to know that it's demonic. The power behind it is demonic. And they won't let us talk. They say we can't talk about the Lord in church. There's a little book that someone wrote that tells you your rights. You ought to get it. Because you got a lot more rights than they tell you you have.
That's right.
But they don't want you talking about Jesus. The devil's crowd don't. But it's okay to have the Easter Bunny and all that garbage out. We need to get that out. You need to get that out from childhood. And repent of what you've done with your own kids. You say, man, you're digging deep. That's what this is all about.
Right.
You want the seal of the overcomer. You get it out of you, and then you begin to pray for the church. You began to cry out to God to reveal to the church people. I went into a beauty shop one day. I'll just tell you how far gone I am and how much. Well, anyways, I was in there, and there's always somebody coming in there selling. And I don't buy, and I don't give money to anything except unless they're in deliverance. There's enough other stuff out there. And so I want my money, God's money, to go in where people are getting set free. But I was in a beauty shop one Friday, and this man, somebody came in and brought some books, nice books. Two of them for $10, I think, or seven or something, I don't remember. And they were like a telephone, you know, address book. And then there's another one on the month. And they were really pretty, had all pretty designs in them. And I thought, that'd be neat. I might buy them and give my daughter one. I'd take one. But I always look. I learned a long time ago that even in your Bible, sometimes you can find witchcraft. And, you know, the designs around your Bible. You know what I'm talking about? If you don't look in your Bible, sometimes find out, especially those family Bibles. And I looked over, flipped over to the back and looked, and it had had a horoscope, but it wasn't the normal one. It was an Egyptian or something horoscope back there. And so I said to the, I just closed it up and set the book down. I wasn't going to say anything about it. I just wasn't going to buy it. You know, I just set it back down. But, you know, somebody's always insisting to find out why you won't do something. And said, why don't you want those books, Mildred? And I said, I don't want that garbage in my house. And they said, what are you talking about? And I opened the Bible up, the book up, and showed it to them. Now I go in with my Bible. They think I'm crazy anyway, because I sit on the hairdryer and read my Bible every time I go to bishop, which is not very often, but that's what I do. And they said, that's foolish. There's nothing wrong with the horoscope. There's nothing to it. People believe that. And these people call themselves Christian. It's in the church. And God is wanting it cleansed. We want to overcome, right? We want to be the overcomers. We want to have the seal of the overcomer. We need to begin to pray, and any time God opens the door that you can share this with someone, share it.
What's wrong with that first?
Because it's seeking knowledge other than from God. If you seek knowledge from any place other than from God, if you've had your palms read, if you've gone to a fortune teller, you know, in place, I didn't mean nothing by it. You were committed a sin and opened the door for the devil to come in.
Amen.
You said, well, I didn't mean anything by it. Well, you may not have, but the devil did. And you might have got a real witch.
Read Isaiah 47:13.
Okay. 47. Listen, God wants his church cleansed. And we need to look at it like God looks at it. 47:13 says, you are wearied with your many counsels and plans. Let now the astrologers and the stargazers and the monthly prognosticators stand up and make known to you and save you from the things that shall come upon you. Behold, they are like stubble. The fire consumes them. They cannot even deliver themselves from the powers of the flames, much less deliver the nation. There is no coal for warning or fire before which to sit. God says this is an abomination.
Burned like
stubble.
That says a stubble.
And yet, people say there's nothing to it. Well, while I'm being nosy, birthstone, rings, grandmother pin. I'm telling you because I've been there. Mother's ring with all the birthstones of my family. You say, what's wrong with them? Same thing. I was in a meeting one night, and a man was ministering, and my daughter was being ministered to. Just grown married, and she was having some problems, and the man that was ministering to her said, you're under the sign of the occult. You got some occult jewelry. And she says, no, I don't have any. She just newly married. She didn't have anything but a wedding ring, engagement ring, you know. She said, I don't. He said, yeah, it's a mother's. And I heard it. I was sitting close enough, I heard it. Mother's. It's the mother's ring or our pen, the first stone's in it. I said, it's mine. He said, I saw it on her, and it's brought curses on her. So my husband took them, and next day he went to work, he took them, and whatever he did with them, I didn't ask, and he didn't tell me. But we broke the power of it over her. It is the same as having your fortune told. It's astrology and the signs of the zodiac. And these are the abominations that we walk under and that are in the church that we don't think anything about it. And God is saying, get rid of it. Cleanse yourself from it. Okay, I got to hurry because we want to do some deliverance. So let me finish it. And he brought me into the... verse 15 says, and then said the Spirit to me, have you seen this, O Son of Man? Yet again you shall see greater abominations than these, than that they are committing. And he brought me into the inner court of the Lord's house, and behold, at the door of the temple of the Lord, between the porch and the bronze altar, were about 25 men with their backs to the temple of the Lord, and their faces toward the east, and they were bowing themselves toward the sun, the east, and worshiping the sun. Sunrise services. Oh, well, we go out to worship the Lord. They were bowing themselves toward the east and worshiping the sun. And then the Spirit said to me, have you seen this, O Son of Man? It is too slight a thing to the house of Judah to commit the abominations which they commit here, that they must fill the land with violence and turn back afresh to provoke me to anger. And behold, they put the branch to their nose, actually before their mouths, in superstition worship. Therefore I will deal with in wrath, my eyes will not spare, nor will I have pity. And though they cry in my ears with a loud voice, yet will I not hear them. God said, until, and we have got to repent from these. God calls it an abomination. We say we didn't mean anything by it. God says it's an abomination. And Ezekiel chapter 7, and we'll get a couple of scriptures here. I want to read verse 4 says, he says, my eye will not spare you, neither will I have pity, but I will bring recompense for your evil ways upon you while your abominations are in the midst of you, calling down punishment from a righteous God, and you shall know, recognize, understand, and realize that I am the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God, behold, an evil is coming, an evil so destructive and injurious, so sudden and violent, that it stands alone, not as a succession, but as only one evil. And end has come, the end has come, the end, after sleeping so long, awakes against you. See, it has come. Turn, your doom has come upon you, O inhabitants of the land. The time has come, the day is near, a day of not of joyful shouting, but a day of turmoil upon the mountains. Now will I shortly pour out my wrath upon you and finish spending my anger against you, and I will judge you according to your ways and will recompense you with punishment for all your abominations. And my eye will not spare, nor will I have pity. I will punish you according to your ways while your abominations are right in the midst of you, and you shall know, understand, and realize that it is I, the Lord, who smite you. God said, clean it up. Get the abomination out of the church. Who's the church? We're the church. And he said that the church, when we get cleansed and we pray against the abomination, you see, we have not wanted to look at things in our life. I made the remark, I can look and see my husband's faults, but I don't see mine. And God's saying, let's turn the spotlight on me. Let's look in me. Let's get rid of this. That's an abomination. Let's stop compromising the word. Let's stop glossing. Let's get the root of the demons out. Let me tell you something. You're not going to praise them out. Don't tell me you are. I wish to heaven you could. If you can, come to my church. I've got one I'd like you to do that to. Because I worked on it a long time and it's still sitting there. I don't know why it's still there. But one day it's going to go. Because the word says it. He said, well, you don't have enough faith. Well, you may be right. But I know the word says it's got to go. But they don't go just because you say boo. I will not compromise the kind of deliverance I do. I do the kind of deliverance that I got to see evidence. If you're not better when we get through, then you didn't get no deliverance. I don't care who you are. If you walk, no difference, no deliverance.
Amen.
Real deliverance, you get deliverance. You're different. You're different. And I'll tell you this. God will not separate you from your friends. If you want to keep them, you can. God will not make you give them up. I tell this every time I do deliverance in our church. If you want to take your friends home with you, fine. They don't go home with me. I have enough of my own goes home with me. I want you to know, I admit I have demons. Whatever they are, one of them got. If you see something on me, don't come up and lay hands on me. I do not want you to lay hands on me.
Right on.
But you can tell me about it. If you see it and I don't know it's there, I'll be glad to get let you call it off. But you're not going to lay your hands on me.
Right.
The word says lay hands on no man suddenly.
Right.
I was sharing breakfast this morning at the table. I said, Lord taught me this even before I got into deliverance, that not to let everybody and his brother lay hands on me. And I didn't know what he was doing because I saw so many people going. See, this is where I got into deliverance. I saw people going up to be prayed for, and they were continually being prayed for, but they never seemed to get able to walk in anything. And I wanted to know, Lord, why aren't they receiving what they asked for? And God began to show me in the Spirit. I began to see things on people. And I thought, for a while, I was losing my mind. You know, I really did. I'd say to Jim, did you see that? And he said, no, I didn't see that. I said, Jim, what's wrong with me? Nobody else seems to be seeing what I'm seeing. Everybody else seems to be having a great time. And I'm sitting back and seeing all those things on those people up there. And he would interpret what I was seeing. And I knew that the Lord was showing to me. But I didn't know why. And so, God is wanting us to look at ourselves and get free from what's there. Revelation chapter 21, I said, I won't leave you totally depressed. I'll give you one good scripture, okay? And listen, if you want to know what the overcomer's rewards are, read Revelation 2 and 3. It talks about the overcoming. But you know, even to receive those rewards, there's things you got to do. There's things God says about the churches that they got. You know, he kept saying, they that have ears to hear with. Well, every one of them had ears. Well, he was saying, you got to listen to what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to you and do what he's saying. Are you lukewarm since you got saved? You learn about deliverance, then you're gung-ho to do deliverance. Now you want to do it like, out in the name of Jesus, out in the name of Jesus. All y'all delivered, go home.
Yeah.
That don't work. And so he said, you've left your first love. But over in Revelation 21, verse, he who is victorious shall inherit all these things, and I will be God to him, and he shall be my son. He that overcomes. I believe that the book of Revelation is a book of deliverance. I believe that within man there's a beast. I believe there's a false prophet in him, which I call a familiar spirit. And God is telling us that we need to get this out. The spirit of blasphemy. The spirits that came up out of the sea. The sea represents people. And by the way, that when it talks about the four beasts, I've met three of them in one woman. And they said, why don't you do deliverance like everybody else does? Why do you have to get nosy? I said, Lord, show me more, because I want to be able to free people from the... For a long time, I want to see people free, but for a long time I would see this beast manifested on people. I would see it, and I thought it was a werewolf spirit. It looked like a werewolf. And I thought, well, in my smart, I thought, well, come out. You were with, but the Lord was showing me that beast that was manifesting, coming forth, and they would actually growl and act like a beast that would manifest on them. But I would see it in their faces, and as we would get it out, then there was another one that would come up. The fourth one is the worst, because Scripture talks about the fourth beast. Now I know in the things of in the natural, I'm talking about spiritually. The things that are in man that God wants cleaned up. And I said I'd give you a scripture on the liar. Let's read verse 8 and then I'll close and we'll have deliverance. But as for the cowards and the noble and the contemptible, and I'm reading out of my Bible. If you're reading out of yours, it's saying it different. And the craven lacking in courage and the cowardly submissive, and as for the unbelieving and faithless, and as for the depraved and defiled with abominations, as for the for murderers and the lewd and adulterous and the practicers of magic art and idolaters, those who give supreme devotion to anyone or anything other than God, and all liars, those who knowingly convey untruth by word or deed, all of these shall have their part in the lake that blazes with fire and brimstone. This is the second death. God said, the liars and those that say that you don't have to have deliverance better be real careful. Those that say that we cast out devils, and they call it doing it by, you know, some people say you're doing it by the power of the devil. Be careful, because it's also, you're getting real close to blasphemy. Because the Spirit of God is what drives out demons. And Jesus said in the scripture, he said that the blasphemy, one that blasphemes the Holy Spirit, see, when you say that you're casting out devils by the devil, what does that sound like? You're taking what the Holy Spirit is doing and saying it's the devil. And Jesus said in Matthew 12 that they shall not be forgiven in this world nor the world to come. And if you're against deliverance, you better keep your mouth shut. Because if you don't want it, don't hinder someone else that does. God will deal with you. I don't have to. I have enough to answer for. Praise the Lord. Well, my husband's going to come and do deliverance for those that want it. But remember this. To receive deliverance, you got to forgive. You got to renounce the occultic things you've been in. Even if you didn't mean anything by it. By the way, how many of you ever, girls ever went to a slumber party and operated in necromancy, called up spirits? It's an abomination. Repent of it. There's a lot of things that we play with that we don't know that God calls it evil. Amen?
Amen. We're not nitpicking. This is for your benefit, not ours. We've been through this. And we've seen the penalty. In fact, we've tasted some of the penalty for not being obedient to the Word of God. And all that she said to you, if you noticed, she gave you Scripture for everything that she said today. This is the only way we'll preach. Is with Scripture. This is real. This is truth. And if you're interested in serving God at all, you're going to have to clean your life up, because these things will drive you completely away from the Lord. Just like that's why we talk about our son. If you don't get rid of all of it, it'll come back to haunt you, to drive you back into it. Father, I thank you for deliverance. I thank you that you love us so much that you would set us free. I thank you that you're doing a work. Even right now, you're ministering to people here in the sound of my voice. So I just thank you for doing this work today, for setting them free. I call upon angels to come in and cleanse this house right now. Take every abomination that is loose or free here, every spirit that is not of the Lord, out of this place. It'll not attack, nor will it stop or hinder the deliverance that we shall administer here at this hour. So, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I just give you the glory and the honor for setting your people free today. And we count it as done even before we begin, because you have said it in your word. Amen and amen. Jesus said, all who call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. That's Scripture. That is the Word of God. That's not me. If you call, if you want free, right now, call upon the name of the Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I break the power of every protector of demons, everyone that's been sent in to any person here to protect a demon. In the name of the Lord Jesus, and I break his power, and I call him out. In the name of Jesus, all the protectors, in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I call unbelief and doubt out in the name of the Lord Jesus. Loose them. Loose them. That spirit of doubt and unbelief in the name of the Lord Jesus. Demons come out usually through the mouth in coughing, sneezing, heavy breathing, in this form. The word is pneuma, for spirit. It also means breath. It also means wind. And it will come out usually in that manner, in breath or wind. Come out now. Come out. All the unbelief, all of the doubt, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Loose them. Loose them and let them go. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Let them go. I call out all that false deliverance. The false deliverance in the name of the Lord Jesus. Loose it. Loose this people. Come out of them. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Let them go. Let them go. I call infirmity and sickness out in Jesus' name. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. Let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Sickness, all sickness in the name of the Lord Jesus. Loose them. Loose them. All diseases, all types of diseases come out. Come out in Jesus' name. All harassment, the harassment of this, of the man, of the woman, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Loose them and let them go. Loose them and let them go. I cause sickness of kidney problems, kidney failure, any diseased kidney. I come on, command you to loose this people. Come on out of them. Come out in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Let them go. Let them go. I call heart trouble. Heart trouble in the name of the Lord Jesus. Heart failure in the name of the Lord Jesus. Loose them. Loose them and come out. In Jesus' name. Diseases of the blood in the name of the Lord Jesus. High blood pressure. Low blood pressure. Come on out of there. Let them go. Let them go in the name of Jesus. You're a liar. You're a thief. You've robbed these people and you'll not stay in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Loose them and let them go. Loose them and let them go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. That spirit of death. Death that has entered in to destroy, to take your life. Death, I command you out in Jesus' name. That spirit of death, let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. All right, I'm just going to read through a whole list. If I call upon any spirit that is harassing you, I command it to manifest and come out in Jesus' name. We only have a short session tonight. It can't take a long time. We got other ministers coming forth, so I'm going to read a list. The harassing demon, come out. Kidney problems, come out in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Demons that steal your time, let them go. Let them go. I command that demon that separates you from God in the name of the Lord Jesus. Loose them and come out. Loose them and come out. That demon that separates you from the Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus, curses from the mother's bloodline. Come out. And all of the people that have problems from their mother came down through the bloodline of their mother. All those that came down through the father's bloodline, come out. All the curses that came through father's bloodline, loose them and let them go. Loose them and let them go. I command that familiar spirit, come out in Jesus' name. The Antichrist spirit, the other Christ, come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Let them go. Let them go. Leviathan. That spirit of Leviathan, that seven heads of Leviathan, I break your power. I command you to loose these people. Come out. Come out. Your mind wandering in the name of Jesus. All your mind wandering spirits, loose them and come out. The mind binding spirits, come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Witchcraft. All the witchcraft. I break the power of the witch here. In the name of Jesus. All of the witches. The witch that has come in the name of Jesus. One that's come in and that's the wolf that's come in sheep's clothing, that slipped in unawares. I take authority over that witch. I break your power in the name of the Lord Jesus. I command you to loosen this place and let it go. I break the curses you've loosed. We will not receive curses, witchcraft curses, in the name of the Lord Jesus. And I break the power of the witchcraft curses that have been loosed here. I come against the curses that have been loosed against Glenn and Irma, in the name of the Lord Jesus, against the family, against the children. I break every curse that has been loosed against this family here, in the name of the Lord Jesus, against this ministry that's here, that is under Glenn and Irma. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I break the power of the curses that have been loosed here in Jesus' name. I call that hurt out. All the spirits of hurt. Hurt. I call pride. Spirits of pride. Loose them and let them go. Loose them and let them go. Rejection. Rejection. Unbelief. Unbelief and rebellion. Rebellion. Come on out of there. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Defeat. I call out defeat. I call out that spirit of unlove. That spirit that won't let you receive love. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I command that unloved spirit to leave in Jesus' name. The spirit that won't let you give or receive love. That spirit that will not allow you to receive or to give love in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I call unforgiveness. Unforgiveness. Loose them and come out. I break the power of that spirit of unforgiveness in Jesus' name. In the mighty name of Jesus, I call upon the Spirit of the Most High God, whom we serve and whom we love, to come in here and to break the power of unforgiveness and to touch the soul of every person that's holding unforgiveness right now in Jesus' name, that they may totally forgive those that have come against them in any manner in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. And I break the bitterness, the deep bitterness off of the people in Jesus' name. I command bitterness to leave in Jesus' name. I call strife out in Jesus' name. Strife, dissension, blame in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. The bloodline, all the bloodline curses that have come down through the family line that have passed on from to individuals out of the family line, in Jesus' name, I break the power of the curse. I break the power of those curses. In Jesus' name, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command them to loose this people and come out. In Jesus' name, bloodline curses that brought even sickness and disease upon you, in the name of the Lord Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus. I call it hardening of the arteries. I call arthritis out in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Pain in the muscles, cramps, strife in the name of the Lord Jesus. Loose them and come out. Loose them and come out. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All types of bone disease. Bone disease in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Loose them. I call insanity out. Spirits of insanity. Loose them and come out. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Let them go. Let them go. Arrested development. Arrested development. That stops the mind at a given age. You've got to go. Loose the mind. Loose the mind of this people. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Child abuse. Child abuse. I call that spirit of child abuse out. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come on out of there. Come out in the name of the Lord Jesus. Child abuse. All harassment. I call tumors out. All types of growth. Growths and tumors. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Let them go. Let them go. In the name of Jesus. Growths and tumors. I don't care where they're located. Tumor. Tumor. You've got a name. You will bow to the Lord Jesus Christ. You will bow. I break the power of any tumor. In the name of Jesus, I command you to dissipate, to dry up, and come out in Jesus' name. I call that spirit out. The spirit behind it.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.